From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Iran state radio reports Iran has sentenced an American to death. The BBC's James Reynolds reports Amir Mazai Hekmati is convicted of being a CIA spy, a charge his family denies.
Mr. Hekmati has also been found guilty of trying to accuse Iran of involvement in terrorism. Last month, Iran announced Mr. Hekmati's arrest. It also broadcast an interview with him in which he gave details of his alleged activities against Iran. Televised confessions form a central part of Iran's political and judicial system, but human rights organizations strongly question their validity.
And that's the BBC's James Reynolds. The first in the nation New Hampshire primary is tomorrow, and it could be crucial for some Republican presidential contenders. Rick Santorum's campaign is low on funds and staff, but he showed strength in Iowa's caucuses that has propelled him forward. John Huntsman's campaign funding is also tight, and he's betting heavily on New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich is now fighting an underdog and increasingly controversial battle with Mitt Romney. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Manchester, New Hampshire, that Romney, who's very wealthy, is telling voters with much less in the bank that he understands their concerns.
Romney, the clear front runner in New Hampshire, has been attacked by his rivals as not being a true conservative and as being out of touch with regular voters. During a noon hour rally, he spoke of his business career and the worries he's dealt with.
And I've learned what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck, not just the back of the paycheck, and to know how frightening it is to see whether you can make payroll at the end of the week. I mean, these are experiences that many of you know. I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip.
At that event, former Minnesota governor and former presidential hopeful Tim Pawlenty pitched in to help Romney. At an evening event, he was joined by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
It's 2 years since the devastating earthquake in Haiti, and hundreds of thousands of Haitians are still living in tents and shacks. But as NPR's Jason Bobian reports, Haiti's president says the situation is slowly improving.
In an interview with NPR, Haitian pop star turned president Michel Martelly says conditions in his country are steadily improving for victims of the 2010 earthquake. 2 years after the disaster, the number of people living in tent camps has dropped from 1.5 million people to roughly 500,000. Martelly says camps are slowly being dismantled and new housing constructed.
Today we have some construction sites where 4,000 homes are being built. It's nothing compared to what we need, but it's also the biggest project that Haiti has ever had in terms of housing.
He says plans to move people out of one of the biggest camps near the collapsed National Palace will be disclosed later this week. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Leaders of France and Germany meet today on the Eurozone's financial issues. This is NPR News. They're calling it snowpocalypse in Alaska's Prince William Sound. The excessive snowfall has caused numerous disasters in the area. As Tony Gorman from member station KCHU reports, the conditions have been so extreme that the Alaska National Guard has arrived to help the community.
The Alaska National Guard is in Cordova, Alaska, helping with snow removal after it issued a disaster declaration Friday. Paramedics are also providing medical assistance to the small fishing community. The 50 guardsmen are expected to be there for 2 weeks. Over the weekend, avalanches forced closures along the Copper River Highway and two seafood warehouse roofs collapsed. National Weather Service meteorologist Don Moore says the bulk of the precipitation in Cordova appears to be over.
We're hoping, except for maybe some lingering fog, that the conditions will be generally clear in Cordova. That will allow for good air operations if that is needed.
The Copper River Highway is now open for travel, but schools have been canceled. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Valdez, Alaska.
Gasoline prices have spiked 12 cents on average over the last 3 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $3.36 a gallon, and that most of the increase is due to higher crude oil prices. She says it's possible, though not certain, that prices may rise a little more soon.
The trend may be up at least a few more pennies worth because retailers lost ground. They didn't pass through all of the wholesale price hikes that they have received. Of course, if crude oil reversed suddenly and went down, then it might not be visible at the pump.
Lundberg says uncertainty about whether Iran will block a key oil shipping route and the end of an ethanol tax subsidy are also contributing to the higher gas prices. This is NPR News.